I told her about my debts, including the kimono and the brooch Hatsumomo had accused me of stealing. Even after I was finished, she went on looking coldly at me. Finally, she said, "There's something more you're not telling me. Considering your debts, I expect Mrs. Nitta to feel only more determined to see you succeed as a geisha. You'll certainly never repay her by working as a maid." When I heard this, I must have lowered my eyes in shame without realizing it, for in an instant, Mameha seemed able to read my very thoughts. "You tried to run away, didn't you?"
"Yes, ma'am," I said. "I had a sister. We'd been separated, but we managed to find each other. We were supposed to meet on a certain night to run away together. But then I fell off the roof and broke my arm."
"The roof? You must be joking. Did you go up there to take a last look at Kyoto?" I explained to her why I'd done it.
"I know it was foolish of me," I said afterward. "Now Mother won't invest another sen in my training, since she's afraid I may run away again."
"There's more to it than that. A girl who runs away makes the mistress of her okie look bad. That's the way people think here in Gion. My goodness, she can't even keep her own maids from running away. That sort of thing. But what will you do with yourself now, Chiyo? You don't look to me like a girl who wants to live her life as a maid."
"Oh, ma'am, I'd give anything to undo my mistakes," I said. "It's been more than 2 years now. I've waited so patiently in the hopes that some opportunity might come along."
"Waiting patiently doesn't suit you. I can see you have a great deal of water in your personality. Water never waits. It changes shape and flows around things, and finds the secret paths no one else has thought about, the tiny hole through the roof or the bottom of a box. There's no doubt it's the most versatile of the five elements. It can wash away earth. It can put out fire. It can wear a piece of metal down and sweep it away. Even wood, which is its natural complement, can't survive without being nurtured by water. And yet you haven't drawn on those strengths in living your life, have you?"
"Well, actually, ma'am, water flowing was what gave me the idea of escaping over the roof."
"I'm sure you're a clever girl, Chiyo, but I don't think that was your cleverest moment. Those of us with water in our personalities don't pick where we'll flow to. All we can do is flow where the landscape of our lives carries us."
"I suppose I'm like a river that has come up against a dam, and that dam is Hatsumomo."
"Yes, probably that's true," she said, looking at me calmly. "But rivers sometimes wash dams away.